Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of Black Power Radio, and we're firing it up all over the country. And we're here to talk about Rasheem Carter tonight. And Rasheem Carter was decapitated in Taylorsville, Mississippi. It's a grave injustice, to an insult to our humanity, and everyone from the president to the layperson should be mourning the life and the death of Rasheem Carter. He's just a young man, 25 years old, just looking for a little work. He found work, got into discrepancy with his boss, and from what we're getting the information, that his boss is in the plot to set him up and to execute or to kill another assassination young black man. And he's not running for office and that kind of assassination, but the black man in his power, in his best. If we made the inventions under duress, we had a zero budget, and we invented the folding chair. I believe folding chair is a black man. The spark plug. The spark plug is invented by the black man. Yes, sir. Spark plugs are invented by Edmund Berger. The folding chair invented by Nathaniel Alexander. And the first clock was done, Dr. Benjamin Banneker laid the whole city down. Dr. Benjamin Banneker was a scientist. He was a surveying engineer. Just a bad man in general. So much has been done to us, beloved, that I don't know, I think the world think they should take liberties with our person, liberties with our posterior, just liberties with our idealism, with our spiritualism, liberties with our sexuality. So we need a new diet, the black man, woman, and child. We got to trade for a new diet of spiritualism, a new diet of physical food, new diet. And we have a new diet of spiritualism and a new diet of sexuality. Our sexuality should not be a copycat of Mediterraneanism. The Mediterranean man is not a normal sexuality. The Mediterranean man is an abnormal sexuality. And we have prolonged exposure, to the opposition of, again, prolonged exposure to the white man has caused us to come to a bad result when it's an insult to our humanity is when they decapitate a man and when they mail that man to the parents and they take the torso of that man and put it in the pig's pen, then we know that they're telling you that you have no value whatsoever to the white man or any man on this soil. And today we have come to check the white man in the midst of a peculiar brand of iniquity and the peculiar brand of socialism, a peculiar brand of politics. Matter of fact, it is pork barrel politics by any other name. It's the same goddamn pork barrel politics. And it's nothing but white nationalism, white globalization. And if we don't check them in the midst of a peculiar brand of iniquity, then they will do this again and again. But Dr. Frederick Douglass said that your opposition will do no more to you than you allow them to do. He said, Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad said that the white man, he have no power except what you give him. If you give him no goddamn power, then he's got no goddamn power. But he has no more power than which you give him. You give him too much power, too much green light, too many passports into your business. And we have stopped giving passports to the opposition. Start using our passport for self and for our kind. All praise is due to Allah. Black power and a strong black military. And we can black the call at this hour for black power. And we're in the region now just making those changes that are necessary. Again, we intend to bring about conditions for human beings on this earth, on this day, which we declare that must be done. We intend to bring about by any means necessary to bring about a decent life, to make a decent living. We're not asking to jump the sun, moon, and stars. We just want to make a decent living in America. We just want to have a decent meal in America. A decent Howard University, some call it Howard University, didn't even have a decent place to lay their head. Shaking man mouth buying the Black Panther wear, sleeping bags for the students. Ordering food, three meals of organic meals for the students. And boy, in tents, I had a black power tent. How much did your parents put up for education at Howard University? And one guy said, well, they put up $48,000. Another one put up another $50,000, $100,000 in health and medicine, international marketing, every field of endeavor, and every avenue of human interest. They had people lined up. And I had $15 million of education under my tent. And I'm telling you, there's some terrible things that have been done to us. But if we don't clean the condition will never be remedied. It will never be cleaned up. And again, they can do no more than you allow them to do. And the opposition intends nothing but death and destruction. They got death and destruction on their mind morning, noon, and night. They will lynch a black man, torture a black man. And the only reason to do that, because you're free. Dr. King said they killed baby girl in the church. They knew baby girls in that church. He said, but you failed to activate, and they killed baby girl in the church. Because you failed to activate. He said, I commanded you to mass protest. I commanded you to activate against a certain political idealism, against the goddamn Vietnam War, against everything that he thought was a tyranny, all forms of oppression. And they still stood there, stood behind the white man, supported the white man. In the midst of all of that iniquity, they did everything they were big enough to do. But I'm here to tell you, we're here to check them again. The Black Panther Party is on the rise. We are not in disguise. We are black, and you recognize black power. Black power with a strong black military. As we black to call at this hour for black power. And as we look down our side here, we're bringing on up our dashboard, which again bring up the good old keyboard here, bringing that in. All praises due to Allah. We're certainly thankful tonight for all of those that supported us across the country, all of those that continue to support us in everything that we do. We're going to bring us up some. We're going to bring our main man in here tonight. We're going to bring him right on up to the top. But if you can shoot me, bringing them in. You know when you're in D.C., you know what you're up against. Everybody knows, everybody goes, everybody flows. They want the world to know. Everybody knows, everybody knows. This is what we have to have. I'm going to bring back our economics.
And we're going to continue the process of claiming our identity and setting the standards for our people of color. We'll not be controlled by the old slave master and its covert racism. No other race of people, no Jews, no Indian, no Chinese, let an outside invader control their community in a way that is harmful and poison our people and incorporate bias, prejudice, and bigotry in the standards and racial profiling and willfulness to terrorize our community and do psychological damage to our children every day and destroy our culture with their commercials and their exploitation of their TV programs. They facilitate tyranny. They have developed the standard of what they call terrorist actions. And so if you don't develop an economic program and promote it, if you don't organize your race with a political program and promote it, and if you don't get the conscious level to understand this hostile enemy is not turning back, and you try to promote racial harmony, you out of your damn mind. You out of your damn mind. You can't even do it on Sunday when everybody's supposed to be praying. It is time for an African revolution. It is time for an African revolution. Any people with dignity and respect would have a revolution of economics. The fundamental purpose of revolution means complete constructive change. We need complete constructive change. We are not just Africans in America, we are Pan-Africanism. Pan-Africanism means you understand that right across the water, nationwide, this world is full of people who look like you, from Brazil to Jamaica to Haiti to all of the Caribbean islands and the 54 nations of Africa and Hawaii, and everywhere you look, you are. But you had not developed the technique to see yourself, because you don't want to talk revolution. Because you don't want change with you as the solution. You want to concept with your soft heart. Or can we all get along? You still listening to Rodney King. No, you can't have a commitment to develop your enemy army against you. Your enemy police department against you. Your enemy courtrooms against you. That's not an effective revolution. Your children must be trained leadership from birth to control their own, to achieve their own goals, to understand nationhood and a higher ideal of what nationhood is from their own standards that you're committed to develop. We're a dynamic people, but we have helped every race of people self ourselves. Right now, if you walk out your damn house, you're going to get some gas from a foreigner gas station. You're going to buy some Chinese food from a Chinese. You're going to take your cleaning, which you've been washing white folks, people clothes all your life, to another race of people to wash your clothes who don't live in your community and don't love your children. And you're going to help improve your children's lifestyle. We got children graduating right now from all the colleges and institutions around this country and come back and have to work at Walmart, because we ain't developed the corporation. We ain't opened these old buildings up. We studied been trying to buy a damn Ferrari, Porsche, and a Rolls Royce, a big house, And our kids come back from college like Carter D. Woodson put in the miseducation of the Negro with nowhere to go but to a white man to ask them for a job, which means that damn degree and that education don't mean nothing because that white man is going to hire his daughter, his nephew, his son. And after that, he's going to hire his people. Ain't nothing all right until black men and black women, Africans, participate responsibly in doing something for self. And if you're going to start talking economics, you've got to talk about building a group to defend it. It ain't a white man that build a bank and don't have a guard at the door. It ain't a white man that build a mansion and don't put cameras on it first. It ain't a white man that build a nation and don't develop a defensive mechanism to keep people from taking what you build. Stop being scared of building a black army that can protect your community and in, when it's time for self-defense, carry out their duties in self-defense with the logic of saving their mother, father, sister, cousin, auntie, and their community. We need to be baptized in economics, baptized in culture, baptized in a new political mindset with the logic of doing for self. You better act as the Jewish race and be aware of who you are and constitute and build a constitution and develop a mindset that you don't need your enemy for you to reach your goals. COINTELPRO said his job was to neutralize the rise of a black Messiah and to neutralize black organizations from organizing and participating and working together. The injustice, the FBI did along. Give me the right to get on this phone tonight and teach respect to this group of people that have been so beat up, so lynched, so murdered, so raped. The determination for us not to fall any deeper into a coma is a blessing. And this is a period and a time where we don't have to take back door, apologize to nobody for our focus. You better get on the advanced liberation team and develop the mindset of self-help and start identifying yourself as an African and understand clearly that's all you need. And when you get to this crossroad, don't go right, don't go left, go straight. You got the right after all the hell you done took for 450 years to organize and discover the power in yourself. You are an empire in an empire.
Okay, that's the empire within an empire. And that's how she meant Zynga, y'all. Let me make sure. The Black Power Network, this is Black Power Radio. And we're so happy to be here with you tonight to tell you a little bit about Hashim Carter and the New Black Panther Party and the march and protest on this over the weekend against what that administration is doing in Taylorsville, Mississippi, against what these sheriffs continue to do to us. We must check them at every turn in the road. We cannot let up off of them. We cannot kick our foot out of his narrow behind. You must keep the pressure on. You must continue to crack the whip on the opposition before the opposition starts to crack the whip on you. And this is what's going on in America today. There are far too many atrocities for us to ignore. We cannot do a drive-by when you have a man who's been decapitated. His head has been severed and cut off his body. And then they freeze-dried his, and they gave you the skull bone of the of baby boy. Curious things being done to us. But this stops when we stop it. And we cannot let them know that this will not go unanswered. And that's an endorsement of the New Black Panther Party. We'll sign off on that check. That must not revenge, but we must balance the scales at this hour. We're not seeking to balance the scales. We're balancing the scales. We went and they shut the town down when he got out of town before sundown. Usually the black man run out of town before sundown. This time the white man was run out of town before sundown. We want to know just what do you think. We're here on Black Power Radio. I'm going to go up here and pull down on the Black Revolution, pull down on our brothers. Let me get the thinking and just get right back to my studio here. And we're doing our thing in Black Power Radio. black power, black power, and a strong black military. You can act the back, black the car. I've been outdoors all day, y'all. But we can hear it in my voice, probably. But we can look at it, sync it up, studio, and pick up our brother. Our brothers and sisters are out there right now on Black Power Radio. Pull down on this, pull down on that. And we're going to go up there and talk to Black Lightning. And he's got 405. There's a 405 out there, too. You pull 405 along with Black Lightning. Who's on the 405 and who's with the Black Lightning? Black Power?
Black with you. Good
Black
evening,
Power.
Everybody.
I'm right there, Black.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, it's, I know that's our beautiful sister.
Yes, sir. You
right
know,
there,
I'm listening to the discussion. Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. We're in Oklahoma the weekend. Brother Black Lightning, brother, and we got Sister Shanette is on the line as well. Queen Mother Gold is there. All the ones, Black Panthers from all over the country, around the world, participated today in our reparations move, and we just have to have reparations now or no votes later. And I'm going to see you and let Black Lightning explain a little bit of what went on in Mississippi on the weekend. Black Power?
Black Power. What's up? Did you call me?
Yeah, I know you.
It's a little loud.
Did
you call me?
You're live on Black Power Radio.
Well, how do I know this is shaking my mic bar? What's the password?
You have to know the code, Black Power. The password I am, Black Panther. And the password is
Black
I am.
Revolutionary.
A black revolutionary.
I am a black revolutionary. A black revolutionary. Black Panther. Okay, I guess you're bad, sir.
I am a black Panther.
Hello
to my brothers and sisters. I just wanted to give a big old prayer out before we even start this up. I want to thank you, Lord, for just giving us the honor and the glory to having a new day today, Lord. I thank you for being with our soldiers and our sisters and brothers and making sure everything goes well, Lord. We ask you to travel the mercies everywhere we go, Lord, and armors of protection. We thank you, Lord, and we give you all the honor and all the glory, and we all say, true, amen.
Amen, Lord. Amen, Lord. Amen.
Thank
you, Lord. Mics are open. We're going to talk it up. I'm going to duck back in the studio while y'all talk it up. But there's so much to talk about, from reparations to Rasheem Carter. But we do not want them to forget the name Rasheem Carter. So we say, long live Rasheem Carter. Say his name. Rasheem Carter. We said, whose street? We say, our street.
Whose street? Our street.
Whose land? Our land.
We said, justice
for Rasheem Carter. Justice for Rasheem Carter.
We don't get it?
Shut him down.
Black power.
All praise is due to him. Thank you all so much for all that you do. Black Power. Are you there, Black Lightning and Sister Joyce? Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power. So what's going on in Oklahoma today?
Yes, sir. Well, you know, it's going on everywhere, my brother. I'm hoping that you guys are going to give us an update also on the Million Man March, because this is the anniversary. But as far as Oklahoma, it's everything now is at a covert operation. It's really sad. I'm really at the point whereas I just love my people. I love us wherever we are. But it's an evil movement going on, brothers and sisters, until you're almost now afraid to even go outside your home because you never know what you're going to encounter. So I thank the lady who came on a few moments ago for that wonderful prayer, and keep us in prayer. Because like you brothers, and I'm so proud of you, I still say I'm so proud of you for taking on the responsibility for your people, for all of us, for standing in the gaps for us. Because Brother Rasheen Carter, just looking for a job, trying to make ends meet, and that's his reward. There's something wrong with that. That's like the brother that was here, and it was a similar situation. He had worked for this man at the oil rig company, and when he wanted to get paid, rather than getting him paid, they buried him. So it's a lot going on that, like you said a while ago, that we don't see. But for one thing, it's time for all of our eyes to come open. It's time for us to rally with each other, more so than ever before, I'll put it like that, because we're in a sad situation. And for the Caucasian, it's not going to get any better for us, because they don't even, at this point, they don't even see us as human. So brothers and sisters, Black Power, and keep up the good work. I love you. Black Power.
Black Power, we love you more than here at Black Power Radio, because we give you more of what you listen to radio for. And we have most informative radio talk show on the internet, on your smartphone, dumb phone, Android, Paranoid. Anywhere you look on Facebook, No Look, Twitter, Glitter, and Face Up and Face Down, up and down, not on the ground. But we also have Instagram with no ham. However you come on here to Black Power Radio on your smartphone, dumb phone, and, some came in by there. I see the laptop people. All those people, the beautiful people with their laptops out tonight. They're right here on Black Power Radio. Isn't that wonderful? And along with them, there are four desktop people in the house, so we don't want to ignore them. We have four desktops that are tuned in tonight. We're thankful to all of you that tuned in tonight by desktop. And I see them pulling up. There's three on already parked, and that's the fourth one. Yeah, there you go. Four. What you call all these, what you call these things? These are drop tops. Oh, okay. The drop tops are at the house tonight.
I hit the mute. Black Power, sir. I hit the mute button. I asked you that.
Right.
Mr. Gray, you want to say Black Power to the people?
Black Power to the people.
All right. All right. Can you help me with that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm good.
I'll be back. So all praise to you, Baba. We're thankful.
Absolutely.
You there, Black Lady? Are you fully online, big brother? Are we trying to
I'm right here. Down? I'm right here. We have more revolutionaries coming left and right as
power,
we speak. Okay, Black Power, Black Power. I'll land on revolution. Oh, my God. Black Power.
Yes, sir. Black Power.
Can you use this door? Oh, okay. All right, well, Black Power, I'm standing by. We're listening in. And pardon me. Okay, I am a Black revolutionary. I'm the Sheikh Imam Akbar under the tutelage of the, heck, let's just go all the way down the line, Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Honorable Malcolm X, the Honorable Sheikh Imam Akbar. Black Power.
Take
the pit stop, sir. I'll be back.
Black Power. Yes, sir. We are under the expert freedom fighting tutelage of the most honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, most brilliant man in managing against the opposition. Showed you how to live on the land against the opposition. Eating the best of foods,
yep.
Drive the best of cars, wear the best of clothes, and all
okay,
these things.
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
Black
nice
Power.
To meet you.
Oh,
thank you. Appreciate you. Lifting those spirits.
Okay. Black Power. So we have all kinds here at Black Power Radio, all kinds of pacifiers. But one thing we do have is revolution. Black revolution is the only solution for helping black people out of this misery that the white man purposefully attempted to put us in a certain peculiar kind of entrapment that was used to lure the black man into a certain subtle form of a submission and enslavement. It's been dominating him for 300 years of this stuff, and now the black man is coming on out of it. The first time, wholeheartedly, we're coming out of that peculiar brand of enslavement and going free for ourselves. Oh, it's a dignified moment for us. Make a right, I think. What you got there? I think you passed it up. The black power is still good. You can still go on down here and still get it. So that's nothing but black power and a strong black revolution. And strong black revolution is the only solution. I'm trying to yield back out. Who's talking? Anybody that's talking? Well, black power, Sister Gold is in the house. She's about rocking that mic.
Hey. We are alive. Ain't it a good feeling? We got to keep ourselves striving, y'all. It's going to be a new thing. I want to put it to the table. We need to start doing something more for our elderly and our youth. To start doing something different. There's going to be a lot of rushing cars if we don't fix this problem. And there's no more hate. We can't go fight it. We can't go do all that. We got to start focusing on trying to change the minds of the mindsets and saving our elders, because they might fall. And where are we going to be? You know? We're going to become elderly. We are elderly. But if our life keeps going on and we don't change the fact on what we got, start claiming some land and start building some garage sales so we can start donating some clothes to some of these kids, because their mamas had them at 15. You know, I had a kid at 15. It was a hard knock life. Black power on it. I just want to get a little concept to it. But I'm proud of everybody, and thank you. Thank you again, Miss Lady, my queen, for the prayer, because we got to have that before we start anything. And I love you guys.
I'm going to drop one of these so I can get all my comrades. I got to bring him and you and his sister. Salute, security. Y'all hold it down while the chairman was getting down there. That reparations rally, how was it?
Yeah, the reparations rally. Yeah, we're going to bring our national youth minister, and he's working on problems of the youth local in Baltimore and in Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, and Maryland, Delaware, and Virginia. Essential to it. But our comment, Brother Chairman Will, is our youth minister, and he's going to discuss this further and bring it.
Wow, like, wow. All right. It's Brother Will here, National Youth Minister. Shout out to Dynamite Lightning, Million Down, Mississippi, if I can call it. All right, so thing I would like to talk about right now is definitely, just like Queen Goldie said, we definitely take care of our elderly, definitely our youth. I think right now, you know, our youth, you know, in one sense, we're hard hit and misguided, but another way, we're so passionate to you know, get things done that wasn't done in the past, that probably when our elders probably messed up on, that we want to continue, or just whatever in that area. And with that passion, a young person don't want their beliefs or their fire to be taken advantage of the wrong elder that's taking you in the wrong place. Because, you know, we have that. We got wise elders, and we got the not so wise elders. And the ones that are wise, find them and make sure they take you far as they can take you. So, of course, it's, you know, they can no longer take you. It's time for you to stand up and leave. Push forth, put forth, you know, the effort, doing everything like they did to continue things on for generations, to keep our community together. Is, you know, we shouldn't have, you know, our continental Africans, because mainly they're the ones in the nursery homes that's taking care of mainly white folks. And for some reason, we won't have big institutions for black people, black elderly, at least mainly. Because I don't even think we have that. And we definitely need that to take care of others. So then as we're getting older, our youth can take care of us and we can just keep everything pushing and going. It's the only way. Our babies, they're the future. And we need to make sure we give them something. If not, then whatever state the black community is in is going to continue. I know we have white supremacy on our neck, but I don't think it should take, well, personally, I believe it shouldn't take taking away the Civil Rights Bill and putting us back in Jim Crow for us to do something for ourselves. It shouldn't have to take all that. All civil rights is the right accommodation, and that's it. But honestly, you barely even benefit from it because white women and gays do the most. And now black folks like to be grouped up with being a bad minority. And that makes no sense to me. Because the other minority, the quote-unquote minorities, will go through the same shit we go through. Nowhere near. We're down there almost completely locked out. And only a few blacks is succeeding. I mean, that's the whole point of racism and capitalism in the first place. And as you see with the war going on, some of it got to do with us, some of it don't. But the problem I have with it is we always go all out for other countries when we suffering right here. We suffering. We got homelessness problems. We don't do shit for each other. Young people shooting up the colleges. I got Morgan and Bowie down here in Maryland. And I'm pretty sure it's the same situation in any other state. Like, things are getting out of hand. And unfortunately, the youth is a reflection of what the elders have done, whether they did something or they did nothing. It's still a reflection of you and your community and your generation. I think right now we're in the worst generation. I mean, that's clear. But we're in the worst generation right now. You know, you got your inflation, everybody going to college, nobody want to do trades. Although black people are still locked out of the trades, because there's not many black-owned trades, but all that still, my generation and the next generation coming up, we're not looking too good. And I know my elders don't got much time, but I need the elders to sit at a table and get with other elders and figure out what they can do right now. Right now, or pass the torch, or give all your knowledge and your wisdom, pass the torch. A young person with that fire and passion, they can do what they need to do to make sure for their kids, and then our kids' kids.
Hell of a process.
Hell of a process. Mm-hmm. And because other races think that way, and for some reason we don't. I understand, though.
So it's managing the opposition with skill.
Yeah.
I was saying we have less effect on you and your children.
Yep, but I don't need to speak for too long. I just need to get that all out. Appreciate you letting me talk. Black Power.
Black Power. The neighborhood. We thank our brother Chairman Will for being with us tonight here live on Black Power Radio and going all over the nation and getting some of those young people involved in his programs and helping them to get to the next level. And as well, we don't ignore the problem that's on the ground. We don't have reparations in our hands to manage for ourselves. And that reparation will make a difference. Don't stand and tell us it won't make a difference when we know that it will, especially those inventors and scientists among us. And we want to cultivate them with the best energy, with plenty of money, plenty of food, clothing, shelter, transportation in all directions. So we just happen a lot that we landed in Athens, Tennessee, and let's go see what's happening on the other side of the planet. I'm happy, 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 happy about you tonight. Here on Black Power Radio, giving you more what you actually listen to radio for, and then giving us the best that ever did it. Let's see if I can go over there and pick up the studio block here from the list. But once I go black in the studio, I have full control and I'll be able to rock and rumble. So we're going to reach out now. I don't know who we had down on the line. Then we got to do the queue up. All right, all right. We got Lightning and Joyce left in the queue. Lightning is back in the queue. You're back in the queue, Black Lightning?
Yes, sir. I was assisting. Yes, sir. Can you hear me? Black, can you hear me? Oh, Jay. Yep. Meeting a lot of, I don't know, this is a good day. I'm meeting some real deal revolutionaries along the way, you know? And they appreciate us, and they appreciate you, and they appreciate what you and what we do. And I would be definitely remiss if I didn't say thank you wholeheartedly to Sister Crystal Muhammad for linking up with our national chairman and bringing two of the strongest forces on the planet to you know, let's put it like this. We got 75% of the Panthers. Therefore, it's only going to be a matter of time for the other 25% look up and say, we need to all be together. And Omar Wally, you can make that happen, you know? And shout out to Grandmaster Jay. Y'all should be writing him. Y'all should be visiting him, everybody. If that brother is going to hold it down like that, we should all be over there visiting him. It should not be one day that he don't get a bunch of visits. I'm talking about when you go visit somebody, they ask you, say, okay, you like, maybe, I don't know how many you bring in there. You might be able to bring five people in there, and everybody talk to them all together. You know what I mean? I know. If I was, I'm going to not if, I am a black revolutionary fighting for the people, and if I was to have the same thing happen, I would be so disappointed with our people and say, you know, I was ready to give my life for my folks, and ain't nobody visited me. He might be nicer than me. Maybe not. I might be pissing him off more and more because he should be visited, you know. And like I say, Sister Crystal and her regiment, shout out to OG Bobby, a very professional MOD on the rocking that stuff, you know. But just to show what a hell heck of a team that we got, I was going to say hell, but we ain't got no hell up in here. We got number heaven. We got black heaven up in here. So our team on the ground knew that we juggling so many revolutions at one time, we can't do it without them. So they holding the reparations thing together, getting all that together, while we are actually on the battlefield. You know? See, that's how you do it, you know? So why they think you're over here being what they used to, you're actually over here being what they know you can be. That's the good part. They know it, and they prove they know it because they don't come close. They make sure whatever the range of them, whatever the range of that ammo is, They make sure they stay beyond that range, you know. And we can see up there in Tellersville, we can see the love and the grief of the townspeople, our people, and then we could also see the hostility from some of those other people, you know. So it got to be the GOP parties, and when we start handing out these citizen arrest ass whippings, citizen arrest. Let's just put it like this: I'm not familiar with stop resisting. You know, I'm not familiar with lay on your stomach. We're not familiar with none of that. You know, what we are familiar with is you either gonna give us a confession, and we'll turn you over. Simple as that. You know. Turn you back over to your folks, you know. They'll try to make a plea bargain with you, like they didn't try to do with Brother Ozone. They try to give that our brother the death penalty for defending himself, for holding his ground, if a cop put his hands on your neck, he getting ready to choke you. Any man put his hands on my neck ready to choke me, he asked him for whatever I got to be brought to him, you know, whether it's a Mike Tyson a combo, we can give him a two-piece combo with fries, you know, or be one of Bruce Lee specials. But I'm just saying, you don't stand there and let somebody choke you. You don't stand there and let somebody kill you. You know, is the first, what would I say, the law, the first law is self, what is self, what is, I'm a little tired, we've been revolutionarian for days now, to protect your own life. That's the first law of nature, you know, and I would, yes, along with that would be to protect your loved ones, protect your family, protect your tribe. So that's what we do. We protect our tribe. Anyway, I'm Black with you. I ain't going nowhere. I just had to see to some of the new revolutionaries that we just obtained to say Black power to all of our people. Black power. All power to the people. We'd be here all day if I really think about it. And say from revolutionary Hashim and Zinger, who got his name from revolutionary Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. So, picking up the back part on my name from Hashim is a great legacy, you know? And have that lion co-signed by the sister chair, you know, Crystal Muhammad. Have that lion co-signed. Okay. Well, I put it like this. Maybe they didn't understand me when I was saying lightning. If you have your lightning strike all over the world one day, they think the end of the world is going to come from the lightning striking it. And I'm like, I think so too, you know? So lightning strikes from everywhere all at one time, you know, and burn up the part that ain't ours, you know? And all their riches and their gold will melt. Oh shoot, that's biblical. Don't they say that, you know, that gold and stuff will melt around your neck? They ain't talking about that cheap gold turning green and rotting your neck. No, they're talking about it melting, the real gold melting on your neck. But lightning is striking the ground. So since they didn't understand lightning, introducing Black Lion. Back to our revolutionary head of the people, our honorable Sheikh Imam Akbar. I think he's still getting the studio. How's the studio coming? You got the studio up? Well, in that case, sound like I'm holding it down. So I'm sure once we get the studio up and running, I want to see all my Black people and all our people that supporting us. And don't forget, Adam Clayton Powell said, You can march side by side with us, or we'll march through you. You know? Yes, side by side with us. We'll march with you or through you, you know? So those people who got a great mind instead of a reprobate mind and actually want to help, let me know when you get back, Honorable Chairman. Those people that want to help, don't stop them, you know? If you find a Chinaman that want to help, don't stop him, you know? A Pakistani that want to help, don't stop him. I had a Pakistani at the vape shop. I met him. When I met him, he's straight Muslim. You know, you see him, he's like, Salaam Alaikum. You know, and I talk, and I now when he see me, Salaam Alaikum and Black Power. So we evolving. We evolving the people around us. We're perfecting the people around us, and we're evolving ourselves. See, we still all babies in this, you know? And I mean that to say yes, sir, you black on the prowl. You got the studio up and running?
We got studios up and running, buddy. We're in the middle of the rumble.
Oh,
I can test them.
All right, well, everybody out there, I'm about to hand it over to the only person on the planet that can go for it, like Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, like Farrah Khan, like Malcolm X, Elijah Muhammad, and got all that tutelage, and I'm getting it from him. So black to the chief, and, he will call your area code and first three digits of your phone number, and then you can talk black to us. Everybody hit one for the oppressed ones, black power. Black to you, Chief, if you're ready.
Black power. Thank you, Brother Black Lightning, for just filling in the void and helping us here at Black Power Radio frequently and being consistent. And that's something you must have in revolution, is consistency. And so we're proud to serve with you, proud that you're there, proud that we're able to both team up with Crystal Muhammad and one of her main students, Brother Shay, was very helpful and instrumental over the weekend, and we were able to lead the troops there to make a difference. We made a difference. You can trust me, brother and sister. We made a difference on the ground in Taylorsville, and we'll make a difference where you are tonight. You got to clean up this white supremacy. Once and for all, we must all stand for black power and for a strong black revolution with a strong black military to black that call at this hour. So we're so thankful. We are forever thankful. We're full of gratitude towards you, knowing that a young man could be easily a stick-up man, but he has chosen to go to vocational trades and get some letter on the emperor. See, for more buttons than letters you have on, that means your declarations and the time and the season that you've been through, several wars, you've been through the so-called Jim Crow era. It was launched by a president of the United States named Stoney. This guy was called Sir Veto, and he vetoed the entire Emancipation Proclamation, and every way he could turn, whether it was bookstore or coconut oil, whatever it was, they were going to step to it and step on it in order for them to make a profit on you. It ended up saying black power, black power.
Black power. Are the lines lighting up? Maybe they didn't know that the lines were down and they was on, and now they need to come on back in there, y'all. 515-605-9889.
Give it to one more time for being numerically pure at heart.
Oh, right.
Try that one more time.
Yeah, because I did say that a little fast. You're right. I'm going to slow it a little bit slower. Everybody got the ink pen ready? For those that don't have ink pen ready, you can always type it in your smartphone, your dumb phone, your Android, your paranoid. You can actually type it right into your phone right now and dial it again. 515. Here we go. Let's say it again. 515-605-989. And for those people up in the balcony, that just got into the balcony area that might not, it might just be getting to their seat and put 810 out a little bit late. 515-605-9889. A funny thing happened on the way to the Revolution. The boys thought it was they were being whimsical, and they were loading their water guns with pee-pee, and I thought it was only right to retaliate by loading the shotgun with doo-doo. Anyway, that's a bad joke. We got to have some entertainment sometime. You know, we can't just dwell on war. We'll just be mad and angry all the time. If anybody that knows me, stay on wartime. But we got to get up off of that and have the, you know, bring the troops some happiness. Right. Say, y'all are appreciated. You know, all the troops out there, y'all are appreciated. I won't speak for everybody, I just speak for myself. Y'all appreciate it. When I see y'all hit the lines and y'all looking like, goodness gracious, no wonder we scare them folks. We scare them oppressors. We're not there to do no cosplay, dress up like Halloween. We better let them know the butcher, the bacon, the candlestick makers banding together. Just like Black Wall Street when they say the brother did something to a white woman. He winked at a white woman. There's always some lie about the Carolyn Bryants out there, and then they always want to lynch the black man. Sight unseen, without even hearing all the evidence. So they went over, so they arrested the brother in Tulsa, Black Wall Street. So they arrest the brother, and they take him to jail. And so then you get the little local Klans out there, just the little Confederates out there waving their Confederate flags and their white sheets and all that. So they come out there and they try to take him out of the jail to lynch him. They are demanding him to be released to them. But what happens? Instead, they find out that they got some black, real revolutionaries out there on their asses with them shotguns. And there wasn't the guys out there playing revolutionary, playing army. It was the butcher, the bacon, the candlestick maker. You know, it was the guy that fixes
real
the cable.
That's real life.
Black power. I'm gonna drop that mic like it's hot for the next person right into their hands. Where are people at? Call Black in, y'all. Black power.
Black power. I can't see the studio quite yet, but I'm now here getting the stuff out to Otto, getting me a ticket up to the studio, but.
Okay, well,
we're live.
I would say that Black Power, what is it? A way of life.
Go ahead. Black Power.
Okay. Black Power, well, you know, this is a way of life. This ain't no cliche, you know? Do y'all know how to live Black Power, you know? You know how to be humble yourself for the people's sake, you know? Well, I'm learning that myself, you know. And all the five duties of a panther, all the panthers should live by that, you know. I guess my mistake is not a mistake, but it says to give respect to every person, every person. It didn't say black people. It said give respect to all people. And demand the same in return. I got to stop dwelling on that one. We're just going to fight for the people, you know? So Black Revolution and Black Power is the way of life, you know? So I didn't choose, well, actually, I did choose this, but it chose me. No, I can't say I chose this. I can't say I chose this. God chose me to do this. I mean, come on now. If don't nobody see the heavenly work at hand, and then you just blind, or you just refuse to look, or you see it right in front of you and say, that's not rain, that's somebody peeing off the top of the building. I'm still on slight joke term, but the anger's still there. And it's not only the anger, the grief. I'm grieving with the people. I'm actually grieving with the people. When you see the people grieving, you feel like that's why Jesus wept, you know, because, you know, they call him, you know, and they say Lazarus died, and he was crying and bawling and you know, and it was grief stricken, and Jesus, Yahshua, he crying with him. I'm talking about not no blonde hair, blue eyed Jesus that they want to fake and make like that's Jesus. That's actually a picture of one of the people from the when Michelangelo was painting. I think it was like cousin or somebody, you know. I don't know who it was. I ain't going to act like I know. But I do know one thing. It was no way a depiction of what they described Jesus as. And then a lot of people, is why I said earlier, we doing milk right now because the people ain't ready for the meat, you know. M-E-E-T, meat, you know, what is fit and proper, you know, for the people, you know. So, like I say, when he was crying with them because he felt their pain, I feel their pain. Well, we know we're going to resurrect Lazarus. And Lazarus being our people, spirit, the spirit of black folks, to say we don't have no help, you know. We ain't got no army. We don't have a protector. So when they see us come in, boy, it's like the look on their faces is like they jaw drop. And like, what? We do have an army. And we ain't got no punk army either. Not at all. You know? We ain't got an army that you have to tell shoot. Got an army that you got to tell not to shoot. Only takes one bullet to start the revolution. Or one baseball bat with barbed wire. No, I ain't going to go there today. That's just me. But, yeah, another 2 minutes, we're going to be live in the studio, y'all. So get ready. Get ready. Hit the press one for the press ones. But, yeah, I'm still hyped on this, you know, because when you go into somewhere like that, it's like you don't know the feeling of going in somewhere like that, and you can feel the blood of the person that you went to do justice for crying out from the ground, you know, because the blood's still right there on the ground. No matter how much they wash it away, that blood ain't going nowhere, you know. So this brother, if y'all didn't know already, because I know I've said it a few times, but that don't matter. A lot of people wasn't on at that time. He was, I'm going to say it faster this time. He had body parts to the left, body parts to the right. He was decapitated, thrown in the hog tank for the hogs to devour the rest of them. His mother was given a skull and 15 bones. So next time we call for y'all to come to Taylorsville, show up. It's everybody. Y'all know who I'm talking to, too. Now, if it's more important to Brother Jermaine to get there, if Jermaine is ready to cuss you out because you didn't come get him, shit, his heart is in it. Now, y'all that say we got the guns and we got the black power and say we are the army, you should be pissed off more than him if we don't come get you. You know, if your heart is in it and you don't have a car and you can't get there, And ain't no damn gone trains in Taylorsville, you know, one little bus depot, and that's some crap to go through, please. So my I shout out to that brother, but he's just an example. He's just one example of people whose heart is truly in this, you know. So we'll have him keep on fighting that fight right there in Shreveport. Because he's the man for the job, believe me. As soon as they raise their evil heads, he's right there. and over here, as soon as they raise their evil heads of oppressing our people, we are right there with them. I mean, we're right there against them. Hold on. Okay, I was saying that we're Black Power Radio. I got MOI Carlos on the line with me. I just want to bring him in real quick. But as I was saying, if you feel the pain of the people, you know, and then you see a lot of our people strung out, drugged out, you know, and just refuse to get up, you know. Seen a guy, he was very polite, asked me, could I give him a dollar? He was so polite, I gave him $2, you know. And then about 5 minutes later, he laying on the ground having convulsions, and because of drugs, you know. We can't let our people go out like that. You know, you see somebody dealing fentanyl, you run them up out of your neighborhood. Personally, call us. We know how to do it. We're real good at it. Don't want me to do it. I'm not real good at it. I only know one way to do it. Black power. Hey Carlos, you want to tell about your experience meeting the Sheikh, Imam Akbar?
Well, it was very brief. Well, first, Black Power.
Black Power.
It was very brief, so I can't really give too much of an opinion on him other than what I hear on the radio. I don't know him personally.
Oh, but I mean, I'm just saying...
But he know how to talk his way out of a situation, that's for sure.
Yeah, and he showed you a lot of love, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. So he's been talking to you on the radio, and now you finally meet him.
Even though last night he had a bunch of wolves surrounding him, other words, us.
Yeah, how about that?
Because those damn jackals out there trying to come at us, come at him.
Uh-huh.
But and the wolves running a pack.
Uh-huh.
All they do is just stand there flapping their gums.
They didn't realize what he has with him, though, did they? Hey,
that
listen,
don't even matter.
A bunch of jackals.
Staring that dude right in his eyes.
Yeah, a bunch of jackals messing with lions and panthers. How that going to work out? Keep going.
Yeah. But nothing much came out of it. Just somebody running in miles. Think they got more power than what they actually do. But
yeah.
Other than that, not much happened.
Yeah.
But that's Atlanta right there. It's just a bad area right now.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And what about
for yourself? Everything's
uh-huh.
boarded up. Everybody's crazed out their minds, drugs out their minds.
Yeah.
They're not trying to get better.
Well, that's why we have to start programs for that, you know?
There's plenty of programs out there for them, even here in Atlanta. They choose not to do it.
Yep, see that. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So just like I told you last night, you can't feed the wild animals. They're going to keep coming back. They don't learn.
Yeah. But after seeing so much animosity and from them hyenas, because they want everybody to bow down to them, you know, and they found kings that they need to bow down to, you know,
yeah.
In front of them, you know. I mean, I like when that guy, he's going to look all hard. He's going to start looking at somebody all hard. And then I gave him the look that would make him doo-doo on himself. Oh, I said it wrong. How you say it? Make a mess of saying? Yeah.
Well, he didn't mess around too much because he would have found out.
Uh-huh. What did they ever want to find out? Say, this Black Power here is a way of life for her. You know what I mean? But that goes back to the 5 years of cancer, too, you know? And we say we know that the jackals will be around, so what we do is we let them know that you're not going to screw around with ours, you know? But at the same time, we'll be just nice enough that we know that we didn't bring him no heat, you know? Because that big Black Panther right there, Lord have mercy, he can go. Strong as a lion, then. They're like a big old bear, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you look good, too. You come in there looking like Roman Reigns. You come in there looking like Roman Reigns.
I wouldn't say all that, but.
I would. Yeah, he like the black collar tribal chief. Look out. Yeah. I was going to say Jimmy Superfly Snooker for real.
Please don't.
No. What did he say?
That's an insult.
Oh, my bad. Well.
The way he got away with murder of his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
He's about strung out on crack, so.
Uh-huh. So, we have Jenna May coming up, and I hope we get everybody from your area down there, Brother Malik, Blackness, and yourself, and all the ATL, come to Texas. Come to Texas with, we meet up with Sister Crystal, and that was a big Jenna May blast. For those that don't know what Jenna May is, that's our Thanksgiving, you know? We don't have to celebrate Columbus being lost and trying to take some shit that wasn't his, you know?
But they already did that anyway.
Now, drop it like it's hot. What's going on? That's it.
We invented everything.
Shit, we invented more than he invented. It did agricultural sciences with the peanut, George Washington Carver, you know? It was a black man that designed the city of Washington, D.C.
He designed everything.
Yeah. But the actual layout for Washington, D.C., was drawn up by a black man. And as soon as the Sheikh Imam Akbar gets back, he's like a black power thesaurus. Well, how you say that? You know, like a dictionary?
Yes, it's a thesaurus.
Oh, okay. I didn't want to think I would call him a dinosaur, nothing like that.
No,
you're on the line right now. You parked outside my house when I woke up. What are you talking about?
Yes, sir.
He's like,
I'll just like the black thesaurus for black history as well. And
that's right.
A strong black
who,
man.
Who was it that designed Washington, D.C.? Who was that that designed Washington, D.C., sir?
What Dr. Benjamin Banneker laid the city out. There was a guy, a freshman named LaFont, and LaFont was able to do some of the design, but Benjamin Banneker laid it out from his memory. LaFont, supposedly a freshman, took the plan. He took the plans from Washington and was returned to France. Benjamin Banneker laid it out from his memory. He was already a scientist, a surveying engineer, and an inventor before encountering George Washington and the rest of those guys.
Yeah.
So he was just an awesome man, period. And none of them could light his torch. They couldn't tie his shoelace. He couldn't hold his jockstrap or anything. But Abraham Lincoln, all the honored aides, Tom Jefferson and Ben Franklin and all of that, he didn't invent no electricity or black man was doing these things. They learned everything about slaves, man. And that's something we got to manage and process, you know, because they were just slave masters and slave drivers. And up to this hour today, they're still slave masters and slave drivers. As my man Edmund Berger, he invented the spark plug. And I'm so thankful that Daniel Alexander invented the folding chair. Come on. And Garrett T. Morgan invented the traffic light. and Lewis Latimer. He invented the filament in the light bulb. They have different wattage on the light bulbs. So this is just not a new thing for us. We did all the labor. That's why we produced and invented labor-saving devices so it wouldn't be as hard on the next generation of our children. But the thing I keep reemphasizing, that we did all of this under duress, under pressure from the white man. But with a zero budget, we had no budget and did this. But if we have our $1 million worth of reparations, how more refined will be our inventions on this round? So we don't know about that, so we have to test the water with a get and take our reparations and see what kind of inventions we come out with for a semi-level playing field. And I land my plane saying, my, my, my.
Yeah. But there's so much that we invented that they whitewashed. Sad.
Because they've been doing things like taking the credit. We've been doing the producing and the work. And they've been taking the patents and the credit. And that day is over. And black man's all over the world is rising up, protecting his own patents and our own developments in the software, the hardware, even the device they said walked on Mars. Was it
Black Power. I don't know if he was calling
black
me or
power,
not, but I was bringing Brother Shay on with us because he did a fantastic job of just laying it out. I mean, he was doing field marshal work, minister defense work. He was doing it all. So Black Power salute. Brother Shay, you on Black Power Radio with us, Black Power?
Black Power, salute, Brother Shay.
You there, brother? Oh, he's on the subway. He was saying that it's in and out of service, so he must have dropped that service. Sorry about that, but he'll be black.
Yeah. Black Power trying to see his line. I don't know if I can see him in the studio or not. I can take a look. We're plugging the studio in the regular computer, and we got a semi-studio. Let me glance across the top bar and see if we can see Brother Shay anywhere out there in Black Power Radio Labs. And he's got a strong black plan in his hand for sure. Let's see.
You know what I like? I like the fact that you never know what's going to happen on these revolutionary maneuvers. And sometimes it could be something absolutely happy, even though in the midst of hyenas, in the midst of crazies, in the midst of catastrophes, I got to see my firstborn, number one, you know, my reflection. Got to see my reflection again, because sometimes when you're so far
Black
apart, you don't know when you might see each other. You might not never see each other. So for that to happen, that was a true blessing. Yeah?
No question.
You don't have to wait 8 years. Nine years.
Yeah, 9 years. Mm-hmm.
Let me
9 years.
One more to the mic. We got a 7. Okay, beloved, we got a 773 out there on the radio line. Let's take a look at 773. 773, 776, you're live on Black Power Radio.
Peace and Black Power every minute, every hour. I represent Black Power.
All right. That got to be Sister Switchblade.
This is.
All right, Black Power.
All right. I'm sorry. I miss you all. And I just wanted to add to our Brother Shay's comment with inventions, you know, brothers and sisters, over the past 500 years that we have been oppressed, statistically we have made over 50,000 inventions over those past 500 years that we still use to this day, brothers and sisters, just to let you know how powerful we are. Don't ever forget how powerful we are. and we still pushing and we still striving. We still going to get what is due to us because we believe in justice, love, and peace. And let us not forget that. I just wanted to thank our brother Shay for recollecting our memories on how powerful we are by naming some of our legendaries that built this, helped build this country to make it is what it is today.
I'm about to call
you.
Her now. Oh, okay. All right. Black power.
Black power.
Yeah, I'm about to call her now. Oh, well, we on the air. We on the air.
No.
Brother,
I'm at my destination.
Okay, Brother Shank, I got you with the Shanky. Shaky Mama Ball on the line, Black Power Radio on the line. So, how was that revolutionary maneuver? A learning experience, huh? So we can perfect it. That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna perfect it.
While we're waiting on Brother Shay to get back online, if you don't mind me giving you an update what's going on in the Chi-Town.
Yes, please do. Sorry about that.
Okay, well, you know, there are two lawsuits that are going on against the mayor right now. And the two lawsuits has to do with the Chicago residents that is disputing the landscape, the estate that is going on with the schools that have closed down within our communities, and that the city told us that they will reopen in the next 10 years to help our community, but instead now is helping the illegal immigrants to go into our community as they bum rush our community based on the democratic moral values that they all of a sudden have, as long as the money that they have they wanted to provide. The money that they're using to help these illegal aliens, brothers and sisters, are our reparations money, along with the money that they're giving Ukrainians and Afghanistan and now Israel. So they're going to always have an excuse for why they cannot come up with the money that they have owed us, which is over $80 trillion, excuse me, according to Dr. Anderson and County, and over 700 million in acres of land. So I just also wanted to point out those statistics that the South and West Side, where black people are mainly located in Chicago, are suing the present mayor right now because they are reneging on their original contract with us with opening up these schools and centers that's supposed to uplift our community, but instead are looking out for people who does not pay taxes, who are illegal, and cannot vote for them. So keep that in mind while any of our comrades that is online are belonging to those sanctuary cities. That's Cleveland, that's Detroit, that's Atlanta, that's New York, that's also Phoenix, Arizona, and all of California major cities. They are coming to a city near you with this ambush, and we have the power within us to stop it. So if that means staying at home on the election day, regardless if you are pro-Democrat or pro-Republican, it doesn't matter. Those are two wings of the same bird. They do not mean us any good, and until a politician comes to us with a reparations policy, with the first thing being a check and the second thing being and, we have no right or no reason to vote for them. And I'll land my plane there. Black power.
Black power.
Star switchblade in the air. And that's right. We have no reason to vote for them. If they have no reparations policy, we should have no valid reason to vote. And that's real talk, my mind.
I'm just wondering, and I'm asking all the comrades that's online, if you don't mind me asking, what are the politicians in your area promising your community exclusively?
Can you repeat that one more time, please?
No problem. What politicians in your community is promising you a policy that exclusively benefit your community, your race, your people, your lineage, if I have to be more specific. What are they promising?
All false promises. And in that book. And then some of them they put in power, they ain't gonna do nothing for us because they put in power. You know, they wasn't elected, they was elected. But you got brothers out there, and I would say my hero would be Eric Mays. I think he's the one out there getting it done for our people. You know?
I love Eric Mays and Grant and Flint, Michigan.
Yeah.
The
point of
yes. Yes. Yes, I love him. He don't give a damn about are you going, what does this have to do with this subject? Well, let me see your numbers. I love that. I love it. We need more politicians like Eric May. Yes. I'm one of those politicians too, but I'm a little bit more small community because I'm dealing with just one school. But even then, I check the principal who's in charge of that school. Like, hold on, you didn't fire some people that didn't talk all three of my children, and what are you on right now? And, you know, just, yeah, how do the teachers feel about you? Are you communicating with them right? Are you communicating with our parents and our children right? And those are valid questions to ask people who you want to represent you. And we have been representing the Democratic Party for over 60 years, and all they have done is tell us that we still got to wait, or these people need more aid than us, even though they have not been through the atrocities on the level that we have been on, doing or building up this country. Everybody didn't want to come to this country unless it was beneficial to them based off our sweat and tears and our blood. So everyone who I'm looking at that does not belong to our lineage and does not want to fight to get our reparations, I'm looking at them as an open enemy. You're not here to help me. You're here to help you and your kind. So what do I give a damn about a Ukrainian and a Russian war or Israeli and a Palestinian war? I'm fighting a war that's been over here for over 500 years. And I still have not got my justice due. So why am I voting for a party that is still ignoring my justice due and then going along with another party that is still ignoring my justice due, but all because they're speaking my justice, but all because they're lifting off a group of people that came over here illegally to get rid of them so they can continue to do it to us exclusively. So on that black note, I land my plane and ask all my brothers and sisters, do not vote based off of looks, based off of the policy. And I land there. Peace and black power.
Peace and black power, a strong black revolution. And black revolution is the only solution. You must be a politician, but if you be a politician, and if you are a politician, be a black revolutionary politician. Don't go along to get along with anybody. Don't allow them to set you up with all of the hoopla and all of the antics of previous pork barrel politics. The carpetbagging style they had is unmatched anywhere in the world. And getting the benefits, see, this is the thing. They had no Navy going into the Revolutionary War. And they came out with a better Navy because they had slave labor to produce a better Navy, a better Air Force, a better Marine, to produce top-notch technology. And we should not forget about that. We should always acknowledge the fact that we were here building and moving for the white man for free for at least another 100 years on paper, at least another 100 years. Then he invented Jim Crow. There's a guy named Andrew Johnson invented Jim Crow. Once he vetoed literally, the entire Emancipation Proclamation. He came in. I think he is the man that knocked off Lincoln. knocked off many others that were standing in order to implement a new and peculiar brand of white supremacy. They labeled it Jim Crow, but there's never been a Jim Crow. There's never been a Crow named Jim. But it was the laws of the President of the United States. You must study that as an investigative journalist to get the facts on Andrew Johnson and the facts on what he did after Abraham Lincoln was assassinated by him and his network. Oh, yeah, John Wilkes Booth is just a name. But Andrew Johnson is the culprit. He is the guilty party. He is the Simon Says behind the door. I'm just here to tell you right now. We need to wake that all the way up. If we plan to live here on this soil, then we need to wake that all the way up. And no air in that. That's for real, where the rubber meets the road. Well, we happen to be, we happen to have Black Switchblade, Black Lightning, and many others who are happy to participate in the Rasheem Carter, just the angelversary. He's been 1 year since they have executed our brother, executed and decapitated our brother. And this is one of the most shameful deeds America should not be able to hide. We should make this more public than Emmett Till, because they adhered to the fact that Louis Till was done the same way. When they brought out Emmett Till, it was a cover-up for Louis Till, who was tortured and lynched over nothing time, nothing time, nothing. Some white man said, some white lady said, and they tortured and lynched Louis Till in a fashion that is unbecoming. It's the same thing they just did to Rasheem Carter. And we don't ever want you to forget that. This white man is a beast. When you turn him loose, and this is what he does. He urinates on the Quran. He does all of these things as big as, they'll allow him as much gap as they will allow him. That's how dastardly, that's how big his deed against our fallen humanity is. Everything he was big enough to do, everything he was allowed to do. There was one cracker when they asked him, why did you do this? Why did you commit this atrocity? He said, I guess because I could. And he said it and did it, and he got away with it because everybody allowed him off the hook. Dr. Frederick Douglass is saying to you and I that they will do no more to you than you allow them to do. And Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad is teaching us that the white man has no power except you give him that power. And the devil has no power except what you give him. And if you give him no goddamn power, then he's powerless, meaning he's got no goddamn power unless something he stole from you, your electricity, your melanation, your organs, your natural and mineral resources. He's always out to steal something from you and I. And I'll land my plane upon it and always stand up on it. And you got to stand up on it, brother and sister. Black power.
Yes, sir. Black power.
Black power.
Well, I hope y'all take a note and not just sitting there. I'll be all ready to put the boots on the ground. Now, I'm wondering how did Grandmaster Jay light that fire up under y'all. Well, we trying to light the same fire, you know. Aren't y'all looking for a revolutionary home that's going to be here when we gone? A revolutionary home that when I decide to hang up my guns that y'all don't, you know. And I mean my revolutionary guns, you know. So, lost train of thought there. I thought somebody was calling in. We need everybody on these front lines, you know. We prefer for y'all to come on and come in the door, come in the front door, you know. Hit me up, dynamitelightning@gmail.com.
Hey, how to spell it? With you? No. You
know,
my fucking
ma'am?
You got to jumpstart. You got to kick the revolution. jumpstart some of these guys.
Metaphorically speaking, I think some of them people are trying to come in the back door by just coming and joining on the line. Well, we want all the sport in the world, but we want to do this the right way. We want you to come in the front door. We'll just hit up, what is it, Cruiser, 77, Cruiser77 at gmail.com. So you can get it, or Dynamite Lightning. I know mine real good. D-Y-N-A-M-I-K-E, Lightning, L-I-G-H-T-N-I-N, at gmail.com. So you can get in the front door, the front revolutionary door, with an application, and then send, and hit that 77 Bakers. You know? And as I found out in the last few days, we do have a network. You know, we have a network to work with. No matter what city you're in, you can get some help. So, yes, sir, Black Power.
Black Power. We thank you all for tuning in tonight at Black Power Radio and hope that you'll continue to listen. We're going to shorten it a little bit tonight so that we can get on to some matters like unpacking off the road. But we're damn sure glad that you stopped in the Black Power Radio. Never forget the name Rasheem Carter. Never forget that we're freedom fighters, and I am Black Panther, and we are Black
revolutionaries.
That's right. No
we are
talking where they're speaking from and where they're coming from. We got Black Power Radio right here and giving you more of what you listen to tune into radio for, and we know that we're the boldest and the blackest at this hour, and we're giving up for Black Power and Black Revolution as the only solution. Whatever we said, we know that our main man, Marvin Gaye, said it best. Black Power, Black Power, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power.
Love your brother. Love your brother. Love your mother. Love your brother. Love your brother. Love your brother.